There's new evidence out today that's raising more questions about whether women in their 40s and 50s should routinely undergo mammography to detect breast cancer. A new analysis of a big Canadian study found no evidence that regular mammograms save lives. The study even suggests that for many women, regular breast x-rays may do more harm than good. NPR's Rob Stein joins us now to talk about this report. It appears in the British medical journal BMJ. And Rob, let's start with the backdrop to this, because there has been a long-running debate about the effectiveness of mammograms.
Yeah, that's right, Melissa. The debate over mammography for breast cancer has been raging for years, and it's probably the most intense emotional debate in women's health. And there's a good reason for that. I mean, for years, women have been told they should start getting regular mammograms once they turn 40, and that it's a really important thing they can do to protect themselves from dying from breast cancer, that it'll catch breast cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. But in recent years, experts have started to question that, especially for younger women, women in their 40s. They say the evidence has been mounting that routine mammograms for those younger women doesn't really cut the death toll from breast cancer, and it could end up doing more harm than good. And here's how. When women get a mammogram, you know, they often get something that's they looks like it might be a problem. They get called back for another mammogram or for a biopsy, and it turns out to be nothing. So that creates a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And even when they find something, they end up getting radiation or chemotherapy, which can be toxic, or surgery, including mastectomies, for things that may never end up being life-threatening.
And this new study that we're talking about seems to offer yet more evidence to support that idea that we are using mammograms, that women are getting mammograms too much. What did the study find?
Yeah, this is a very large study that's been going on in Canada for decades. Researchers have been following nearly 90,000 women who either got a mammogram in their 40s or 50s or got a physical breast exam and no mammogram. These researchers had previously reported that there was no reduction in deaths among the women getting mammograms. Now they're updating those findings after following these women for 25 years, and once again, they find the same thing. Women who got mammograms were no less likely to die from breast cancer than women who didn't. And for the first time, they were able to calculate the harms, you know, how many women ended up getting treated for things they really didn't need to get treated for. And they estimate that as many as 1 in 5 and perhaps 1 in 3 women who are diagnosed with a mammogram get treated unnecessarily.
When you say unnecessarily, again, it's because they're getting treated for a cancerous growth that would not have been life-threatening.
That's right. There are some very small tumors or precancers that would never progress. They'd never even know they had it, and it certainly would never become life-threatening.
Rob, this has been a really confusing issue for a lot of women. Does this new study settle the debate, or is the confusion going to be going on in every doctor's office around the country?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think this is going to settle this anytime soon. There's still a huge amount of debate about this. I spent the day talking to a lot of experts, folks at the American College of Radiology, American Cancer Society, and they, you know, dismiss these findings. They say there are huge flaws with this study that are still the case. For example, they don't think the mammography that was used in these women was very good. But a lot of other people support these findings and think they are the reason why we should really be thinking twice about mammograms. So this isn't going away anytime soon, unfortunately.
Okay. NPR's Rob Stein. Rob, thanks.
Nice to be here.